It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots, and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit afr.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
And welcome. It is Spring Share-a-thon, In God We Trust. Ed Vitagliano, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, a stellar lineup here in the studio. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, we would agree.
Absolutely.
If we're included in that lineup.
Now, folks, I just got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoy Share-a-thon. Now, we are going to get, this is today's issues. It's actually an extra half hour long, so you get 2 hours of today's issues today and tomorrow. And I actually love Share-a-thon. It's just so much fun, guys. We get people coming in from other parts of the country who are listeners. Mm-hmm. They're seated. We can see through the glass of the studio. We can see them here at Share-a-thon Central. And we want you to call them. We want you to call them because, you know, some of them aren't busy right
now. And we've
now.
Fed them. And they ought to earn their pay.
Absolutely.
They've had sausage and biscuit this morning. They need to be busy.
That's not free food. I mean, it is free food, but we expect some sweat to be poured out. And Jim Stanley is in here. This guy, let me just tell you, I love Jim Stanley. He's the general manager. He says, I have one job on this show today, and that is to get that phone number out. So I'm going to do it right off the bat. The number to call to pledge is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. If you call, you will reach one of these people here in Share-a-thon Central, these lovely people who are fed, who are ready, they have energy.
Should I get you a biscuit or something?
No, no.
There seems like there's a little bitterness there.
I'm bitter. I want to say all the good food goes to our Share-a-thon volunteers. All right, Jim, you're in here for a reason.
I am, other than just to harass you.
It's all right.
Last 2 hours, Dan had a $50,000 challenge.
Wow.
All right, so during that challenge, he had 406 pledges for $65,477.
Wow, that's amazing.
We even have applause.
We have the applause.
How about that?
Brent went and found it.
All right.
Yesterday.
And so when you add the $50,000 to that, you're looking at $115,477 in 2 hours.
Wonderful. Okay, in 2 hours. So we have 2 hours.
You have 2 hours.
And I mentioned this yesterday.
You did.
All right. Now, folks who are listening, you are today's issues. You're our go-to people.
Yes.
All right. Here's what I want for the next 2 hours. Thank you, Jim, by the way. That is great news. Thank you. Thanks to the Lord. Thanks to those who are giving to our Spring Share-a-thon. Folks, I want 500 people to call over the next 2 hours. I don't think that's ever been done. In fact, during the 2 hours with Dan, it was not done. I think, guys, I think our today's issues people can pull this off.
Absolutely.
That's $250 an hour. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it can be done. And if the good thing about giving is we have something called premiums.
Yes.
So
tell
if you
them.
Give
tell them,
to,
Walker. Say it, brother.
A certain amount, then you will qualify for the premiums. And now we are thankful for any gift you can give.
Absolutely.
$5, $10, or $1,000, whatever you can give, we are thankful for. But here's what you qualify for. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive 5 In God We Trust car decals, 5 In God We Trust bookmarks, and 5 In God We Trust buttons that you can clip on to your shirt and hand out to your church members or coworkers. And then here's the other qualifier. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will get everything I just mentioned, plus an In God We Trust t-shirt.
Yeah, which I am wearing.
Yes.
Now, tell folks how they can actually see this T-shirt. They could see it on me, which is not a good thing. I don't want to discourage anyone.
I think it looks great, Ed.
Well, or they can go to our website, right, and
yes.
see this?
Yes, there's two ways to look at the show. If you want to see a live mannequin, a live model, then you can go to Today's Issues Facebook and look at the shirt that Ed is wearing. Or you can go to YouTube and type in Today's Issues. Both places you can watch the show. Or if you go to donate at our website, AFR.net, there is a picture of the shirt at our website.
Awesome. All right, folks. So this is going to be this is a huge undertaking, but I don't care, because you know what? You don't accomplish anything if you don't risk anything.
That's right.
So I'm risking. Folks, you could embarrass us.
That's right.
You could embarrass the Today's Issues hosts by not showing up for the game. This is not that it's a game, as your dad would say.
Yeah.
This is not a game. But
this is a race.
500. We want 500 people to know. And, you know, it can be $5, it can be $25. Mm-hmm. So we want to try to make history.
Yeah.
By having 500 people. Let me give the phone number before Jim comes in.
That's right.
And shakes me by the collar. 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. Or if you don't like talking to people, you can go to AFR.net and give online.
And I'm telling you, folks, you better do it, because Ed's Italian and he's got Guido on speed dial.
Okay.
I knew the Italian joke was going to come in at some point.
Jokes have started already. Yes, I'm Italian, folks. No, I don't have any members in the mafia. Okay? I don't have any members who own a pizzeria. I don't have any members who dig ditches for a living. All right? And no members who box. Okay? All right, let's move on from there. No, it is our spring share-a-thon. I don't really mind. I tease Fred about being Canadian, and I have a whole lot more.
I got it from Sandy Rios this morning.
What? She
I heard that.
I
what'd
said
you say?
The word O-U-T. All right.
O-U-T.
Out.
Out. What's that got to do with
out.
Italian?
I said oat.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. My Canadianese goes out. And she played on that for about an hour or so. So I've just spent the last couple of hours recovering. From that,
are you better
from
now?
That insult, I feel better.
It's a good thing I don't ever say to Sandy I parked the car and came in here. Because so, all right, folks, 877-616-2396 is the number to call, folks. We've got to have you today. We've got to have 500 pledges over the next 2 hours.
Amen.
Because, it helps AFR. But it'll also make Today's Issues look good. So there's those two things going on at the same time. All right, folks. We're going to actually deal with a little bit of news here. This is Today's Issues. So, Fred, what do we got?
A great American lady passed away yesterday, Barbara Bush. And you know, what I'm hearing from across the political spectrum and elsewhere, what a great lady. Whether it's former Vice President Joe Biden or whoever it is, everybody agrees. Just an absolutely terrific lady. You know, she and former President Bush Sr. married for 73 years, making their marriage the longest marriage of any presidential couple in American history.
Wow.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, she strong family, the Bush family. And I was listening to Fox and Friends this morning. They had Franklin Graham on because the Graham family and the Bush family were very close through the years. And beyond the presidential side of things, they were just two close families. But Franklin Graham, he was on Fox and Friends this morning relating a conversation that Barbara Bush and his dad, Billy Graham, had. And that conversation followed a conversation that Barbara Bush was having with her son, George W. Bush, when he was president in the White House. And they had been talking about matters of salvation. And Barbara Bush says, call Billy Graham. Cut number three.
I remember a number of years ago, my father telling me that he got a phone call one evening, and Barbara Bush and George W. at that time, he wasn't president, as while the George H. was president, had a lively discussion about how you get to heaven. And George W. was explaining to his mother that only born-again people are going to get to heaven. She said, "Get me Billy Graham." So the White House operator called my father and got him on the phone, and she explained the conversation. And my father said, "Well, only God is the judge of one soul." And Daddy is right. But he went on to explain also that George W. was right. And I believe Mrs. Bush, no question, she knew God. And I believe she had put her faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
And I was wrong, so he corrected my the details there. George W.'s dad was still president.
Okay.
But George W. was visiting mom and dad at the White House and that discussion on salvation. Get Billy Graham on the line. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. If you know at the time, you know Billy Graham and you can get him on the phone. Of course, the thing is, this was the first lady of the United States, too. She could probably get anybody she wanted on the phone.
You know, yeah. I was reading a story this morning. It may have been a Fox story, but it was on Barbara Bush's passing. And towards the end of it, it got into her faith just for a paragraph or two. But it said that she was asked, maybe in recent years, you know, "Do you fear death?" And she said she has no fear. You have that?
I've got that.
Okay, great.
For you.
Sorry about that.
It's cut number one.
I'm a huge believer in a loving God. I pray, George and I pray every night out loud. And sometimes we fight over whose turn it is, but we do. And I have no fear of death, which is a huge comfort because we're getting darn close. And I don't have a fear of death for my precious George or for myself, because I know that there is a great God, and I'm not worried.
That was from 2015, an interview on NPR. But you know, that's her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was Barbara Bush. And, you know, so many others today, politicians who talk about their faith, and I'm thinking Vice President Pence and some others like that, they're ridiculed
right
for bringing their faith into it. But she was never ashamed to do that. Just a terrific lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 73 years is, you know, is obviously an unusual milestone, that length of time to be married. I hope my wife and I we've been married 36 years. That seems like a long time. I don't mean that in a funny way, you know. That seems like a long time. You double that, I'm still not to 73, close. But so Barbara Bush, fine lady, good Christian. I think her husband, George H.W. Bush, was an honorable man. And so this is one of those moments, historic, you know, for our country. And I certainly hope that people on both sides of the aisle, the political spectrum, can put aside their differences enough to simply honor the life of a fine servant to this country.
One of the funny things about Barbara Bush, and she talked about this a lot, were her pearls. Okay, she always wore pearls, and I think she started because she had a thyroid problem.
Right.
I think at one time, but she wasn't shy. She said they were fake pearls. Okay, told the world, that's her. But Franklin Graham was asked about that this morning, and he had a funny story that related to Barbara Bush and Franklin Graham's mom, Ruth Graham. So we'll have a listen to that, cut four.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mother and Mrs. Bush had something in common. They both loved pearls. Mm-hmm. My mother always had a string of pearls. Mrs. Bush always wore a string of pearls. And when my mother was dying on her deathbed, she wanted her pearls around her neck.
That's great.
And I think that it has to be generational, but I just look at Mrs. Bush, I see these pictures on television, and she's got that string of pearls, and she was such a classy lady, just a class act, and she's going to be missed.
Yeah, I guess we can all say amen to that. She'll be missed.
All right, folks, it is our spring Share-a-thon. In God We Trust is the theme for the Share-a-thon. Here's the number to call if you can help and would like to help keep American Family Radio going. You're listening to American Family Radio because somebody in our last Share-a-thon kept us on the air by donating. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We're going to have in just a moment a listener testimony. I just want to let you know also, if you don't want to call, you want to go online to give AFR.net, AFR.net. Here's I love these listener testimonies that we play throughout Share-a-thon. I said this yesterday, but it bears repeating, because those of us who are in studio, so to speak, on a daily basis, we can't see you out there who are listening. You're listening right now. You're driving in your car. You're listening at home or maybe at work. We can't see you. So when we have when we open up our phone line, so to speak, in the run-up to Share-a-thon, we ask you to call in and leave a short testimony. That's our way of kind of connecting with you. And so I love these listener testimonies because it lets us know that the vision of Don Wildman, who started American Family Association and American Family Radio, that vision to connect with you is still alive and still working. So let's listen to one of those testimonies.
This is James calling from Texas. AFR has been a beacon of truth and a ray of hope in an otherwise dismal world of lies, error, and error in the media. I really get encouraged listening to Brian Fisher on Focal Point, as well as the morning crew on today's issues. Dan Celia has helped me understand market trends better, while exploring the Word has been a great way to get into the Word while I'm driving. I love what Abe Hamilton is doing, plus all the great programming on the weekends. Thank you for all you do to get the good news of Christ out there, as well as equipping us for the major spiritual battles in our schools, government, and workplaces. Thank you.
Well, it is our spring Share-a-thon, and Walker, one of the things I like to stress to those who are considering a gift, and by the way, let me remind our listeners here for today's issues, a special two-hour length today. We are looking for 500 pledges in 2 hours, and in that, 100 monthly donors. I've challenged our listeners to do something I don't think any show has done in our history, and that is to get 500 pledges in 2 hours. So 250 this hour, 250 next hour, however we do it. I know some of you are waiting maybe till tomorrow to give. Let's make it happen today. So we are looking for 500 pledges in 2 hours. Walker, one of the things that I like to stress to those who are considering a gift is accountability here at AFA. It's very important that our listeners know that American Family Radio is a member of the ECFA. That stands for the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That means that AFR is held accountable for all the funds received from generous supporters like the ones I'm speaking to right now. And so the ECFA helps Christian ministries earn the public's trust. You are the one of the grandsons of Don Wildman, who started this ministry. I've been here for 22 years. One of the things I've always appreciated about Brother Don, I'll call him that the rest of my life, even though he's not currently a preacher, a pastor of a church, but I'll call him Brother Don the rest of my life. And one of the things I've always appreciated about him is his faithfulness. And I'm just thrilled that we are a member in good standing of the ECFA, the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, because our listeners need to know that. And what your dad has, the way his character was revealed in this ministry and the way it is continued to be revealed in your dad and you and Wesley and Riley is a comfort to me because it's good to work for a place that's faithful.
Yeah, a couple important things on that topic. My grandfather and American Family Association has only been in debt on one occasion very early on in the ministry. I think it was for a building, for an office space, and that was paid off within a couple months. So we run a no-debt policy, so we don't owe a bunch of people. We run a no-debt policy, and we're able to do that because of faithful givers like
you.
And so that's one important thing. And the next important thing is, in everything we do, wherever we spend money to keep things going here at American Family Radio and American Family Association, I always think in the back of my mind, would our supporters be happy? Would they be satisfied with how we're spending the money here at American Family Radio? And I think keeping those two things in mind help you stay humble and make us run. We're able to run the most efficient ministry here with the money that God has given us.
The number to call if you'd like to give, it is our spring share-a-thon. The number to call to give is 877-616-2396. Again, our challenge for the 2 hours of share-a-thon today, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, is the last day of share-a-thon, is we are looking for 500 pledges in 2 hours, 100 of those being monthly donors. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. You know, Fred, one of the things that I've always tried to remind our listeners as well during Share-a-thon, and we only do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. So we don't beg for money the entire year on the radio like, you know, some ministries do, and that's their thing. They do what they think is right. But, you know, 365 days out of the year, 6 days out of the entire year, we do our Share-a-thon. That's 2% of the days. So I think our listeners appreciate that, and they appreciate the fact that when we have the 3 days, for example, here in spring, that's when they come out of the woodwork and help us out.
Yeah. And the thing is, our mission at American Family Radio has never been to raise money. That's not our mission. Our mission is to educate and motivate people. And we do that in a number of ways. Obviously, we educate people on the major news stories of the day and how it's impacting their lives. But we do so from a Christian perspective. But we also have great preaching programs, because at the end of the day, the eternal destiny of someone's soul is the most important thing to us, which is why we have never forsaken that. So I say raising money is not our mission, but we still need money to carry out the mission. And that's why, you know, 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall, we do this kind of thing. And it's an opportunity. I say to people, we're involved with spiritual warfare. And as time has gone on, that warfare has become more intense. I know when I came here 21 years ago, the Ellen DeGeneres story was the big story. That they were going to have an open lesbian on TV. That was a big story in Gay Days at Disney. Well, things have gone on since then. And I think some people weren't convinced back 21 years ago that there's spiritual warfare out there. Things still aren't that bad, but they're now convinced that they are. And what I've come to realize in talking to people on the phone and others is the need for American Family Radio to inform people of what's going on. Where are the fronts in this war? It's in our schools. You know, we talk about this on a daily basis, what's going on. It's in Washington, D.C. It's in your state capitals. It's going on sometimes denominationally. Because over that 21-year period, we have whole denominations that are turning away from God and dismissing the authority of Scripture. So we've got a big job to do here. And what happens in the spring and the fall for 3 days, we ask you to come alongside us to help us continue that mission. And 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. It's your opportunity to say, hey, we're going to help you hold your hands up there, American Family Radio.
Amen. All right, folks, that number is 877-616-2396. You can go to AFR.net if you'd like to give online, but if you want to call in, we do have people standing by in Share-a-thon Central, 877-616-2396. Don't forget, folks, for the 2 hours of today's issues today, we are looking for 500 pledges in 2 hours. Help make that happen. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more Share-a-thon, more news straight ahead.
Rusty Pugh, anchor for American Family News.
They actually pay me to do what I love to do. And people also ask me, how do you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, it's because I love what I do. We have the opportunity to give people a side of the story that they may not hear because we come at this with a Christian worldview. And it's not just I'm telling them about a plane crash in Iowa or a flood in California. It's the issues that we deal with that matter to Christians. And that's why I love it so much.
Hello, this is Eva. I'm calling from Mississippi. I just want to thank AFR, and I want to uplift Pastor Don Wildman and certainly Tim and all the crew, Ed and everyone. My life has been changed so much by AFR. I know what's going on. I want to thank for the laugh on Friday, Trivia Friday, and the teaching so often, they corroborate each other, and I've heard things to help me. I went through extremely serious help a problem since I listened to AFR. AFR is a beacon, and I think that God is going to be rewarding the people at AFR for a long, long time. I don't know, as I said before, I called in, I don't know what kind of heart of the people that work 24 hours a day to help people, help Christians and non-Christians to just snatch them out of the devil's hands and into the church. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's how we live. In God we trust. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman. We are your hosts here for today's issues. During Share-a-thon, today's issues is expanded to 2 hours, not just 90 minutes. And the number to call if you'd like to give is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. That is toll-free. I'm not sure that matters much anymore, but some of you out there might be on a landline. You may appreciate the toll-free number, but it will ring you directly in to Share-a-thon Central. We have our volunteers standing by. They will talk with you. They are very pleasant. You will understand them. Now, you may get a few folks with a different accent. We have people from different parts of the country who will drive in and spend 3 days with us. There are some in here who have maybe a little bit of a southern accent, but you should be able to understand exactly what they're saying. This is not, in other words, Bangladesh. Okay, so you all the people in here from America.
That's right.
That's what we say is American Family Association. All right, enough clowning around. Fred, what else we got news-wise?
Well, one of the big stories yesterday involves Southwest Airlines. Most of our people probably already heard that story. Southwest Airlines, Boeing 737, a terrific airplane, absolutely terrific, sold all over the world. Took off out of LaGuardia yesterday morning, bound for Dallas's Love Field. And somewhere west of LaGuardia, north of Philadelphia, the left-hand engine, if you're sitting in the airplane, the engine on the left-hand side, there was an explosion of some type. And that's probably not the right technical term. What we know this morning, because the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, sent investigators down. Plane made it down safely. We praise the Lord for that. We want to talk about the pilot in just a second. But the plane made it down. What they discovered, the FAA investigators overnight, is that there are, if you look at the front end of a jet engine, it has these blades
right. That
turn. And that brings air in and forces it down and increases the thrust at the back. They're fan engines. That's what they're called. The number 13 blade on that is the one that came loose. And what they are concluding at this hour is that there was metal fatigue in there somewhere. For a blade to come off, there had to be a wearing away in there somewhere. That blade came off. It caused the engine at the front end to shatter. Pieces of that engine came off. They're 33,000 feet. And some portions of that, what they call the cowling around the front, hit one of the windows and smashed one of those windows. Sad part about this, there was a lady sitting behind that window, and because they're at 32,000 feet, there's a great difference in the air pressure inside and outside. Air pressure much higher than the outside. And some of her body gets squeezed through that window. A man from Texas, and I have to assume it's from Texas, one of the passengers had a cowboy hat on. He goes, and he is able with his strength to bring that lady back in through that. And other passengers were able to find some way to block that window off. Unfortunately, that lady passed away, a lady with two children, and our hearts and prayers go out to that family.
Right.
But the other story in this that's unfolding this morning, and this is what happens in these stories, is about the pilot. The pilot, the Southwest pilot, her name is Tammy Jo Schultz. Tammy Jo Schultz. She is before she went to work with Southwest, I think she did that in the early 90s, she was one of the first, if not the first, Navy fighter pilots. She flew F-18s. And then went on to, quite a lady. But what we're finding out is that Tammy Jo Schultz is a born-again believer. She graduated from a Christian college, and she once said in an interview, listen to this, folks, that sitting in the captain's chair gave her the opportunity to witness for Christ on almost every flight. So, quite a lady. So she shared her faith. And one of the neat things coming out of this story yesterday, because there were another 144 people on that plane,
right,
all got down safely. There were some other minor injuries. She stopped and talked, and this is testimony from one of the passengers. Captain Schultz stopped and talked to each individual to make sure they were okay and right, to comfort them before they got off that airplane. So that's what kind of lady, I mean, a gutsy lady, a lady who knows, and to fly an airplane with one engine that's shattering on the outside,
right,
that puts tremendous stress on an airplane. Very hard to fly, but she got it down in one piece, and we are blessed this morning that more people didn't lose their lives.
Absolutely. A very courageous lady.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate her testimony, her stand for Christ. And folks, this is the kind of thing we talk about on this show and on this network. Mm-hmm. We're unashamedly Christian in a day and age when being a Christian is mocked and ridiculed. That's nothing new for Christians throughout history, but it is fairly new for America over the last 5 to 10 years to have so much open mockery and ridicule. The vice president being ridiculed on the View, mm-hmm, a couple of months back, for his prayer life, being called mentally ill, that kind of thing. So this is the kind of thing we talk about on this program. That's why we believe that American Family Radio is important, that God raised this up, gave this vision to Don Weilman, because our country is in peril, and American Family Radio is serving to wake more and more Christians up from their slumber. And by that I mean they are understanding and becoming aware of what is going on. Fred mentioned the spiritual warfare that is going on in this country. And so we invite you to help us continue to do that. The number to call, it is Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. This is our spring Share-a-thon. The theme of it is In God We Trust. And we are not embarrassed about that. We are not ashamed to say, at this ministry, we trust in God, and we are glad that America trusts in God. That has been our motto since 1956 in this country. There are forces who would like to see that scrubbed away and no longer apply to this nation. What an abhorrent idea. We will continue to fight to make sure that does not happen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you would like to give to our spring Share-a-thon. It's just today and tomorrow. We're encouraging people who listen to today's issues on a regular basis to give during this hour and the next hour. We're on for 2 hours during Share-a-thon. 500 pledges is what we're looking for in 2 hours. That is a hefty total to ask for, but we're believing for it. 877-616-2396. In God We Trust, Share-a-thon. Walker, let our listeners know if they give, we might send them something.
Yes, if you give these two certain amounts, then you will get something in return. And they're very, very good premiums. My dad joked yesterday that we're giving away too much. but we love our listeners. So here's what you'll get if you give these two amounts. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive 5 In God We Trust decals, bookmarks and buttons. So five of each of the decals, bookmarks, and button. That's a lot of stuff you can hand out to family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers. And then if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, and these monthly gifts really help the ministry budget and plan ahead when it comes to finances. So monthly gifts are a great, great help to the ministry. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, then you'll receive all the three things I mentioned before, in addition to a red In God We Trust t-shirt with American Family Radio logo on the front, and on the back it says In God We Trust with blue stripes. Blue stars. So very good looking t-shirt. You can see that t-shirt at AFR.net.
All right, the number to call if you'd like to give here during Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. We're encouraging our Today's Issues listeners to come through this hour and next hour. We'd like to see 500 pledges during those 2 hours total and 100 monthly donors amongst that. 877-616-2396 is the number to call.
Yeah, Ed, I was just going to say one more thing before we move on to a few more news articles, is the one thing I love about American Family Radio and American Family Association is it's not about AFR, and it's not about the show host, and it's not about the programming necessarily. All we do is we inform and we equip and we activate you, the listener, and Christians across the country and families to take action and to carry out your beliefs, whether it's contacting a company, whether it's contacting your local lawmaker, your congressman, senator, or your governor, etc. So we give you the tools so that you can take action and stay involved. And I think that's one thing I love about American Family Association.
Absolutely. Now, folks, we're going to play here a listener testimony. What does that mean? Well, in the lead up to Share-a-thon, every time we have one, and we have a 3-day Share-a-thon in the spring and a 3-day Share-a-thon in the fall, in the lead up to that, we ask people to call in if American Family Radio has made a difference in your life. And what we do is we record those testimonies and we play as many as we can. I love these listener testimonies, as I said during the last segment, because I get to hear from the people who are on the other side of this microphone that I'm speaking into. And it lets me know, and it encourages me and keeps me going. We deal with a lot of tough issues, but when I hear that American Family Radio is making a difference in your life, man, it just makes my heart glad. So, Brent, go ahead and let's play another listener testimony.
I am a retiring teacher. I've worked for over 20 years, and also I'm a homeschooler of 5 children. I know as a teacher, I influence my children tremendously to be better people morally and education academically. As an AFR radio talk show, I know that you have been greatly influential in the lives, the morals of this country. Satan is trying to push us to the corner and keep us quiet. I am all for this radio talk show, and I encourage people to donate and to support your show. Please be encouraged and know that you are a great influence in our American society. May the good Lord bless you and just push this radio station forward.
It is Spring Share-a-thon. The theme is In God We Trust. The number to call for your gift is 877-616-2396. You can go online and give at AFR.net. But the number to call if you want to reach one of our volunteers here in Share-a-thon Central is 877-616-2396. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, American Family Radio is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations. And Walker, why don't you let some of our listeners know where some of our most recent pledges are coming from, because this really is a national network.
Yeah, I just want to thank a few people, and I'll name the first name and the city and state. Mark and Bethan in Fayetteville, Arkansas, thank you so much for your recent gift. Joy in Canal, Winchester, Ohio, thank you for your gift. Let's see, Mary in Stagecoach, Texas. George in Fort Wainwright, Alaska, David in Branson, Missouri, James in Youngsville, Louisiana, and Deborah in Jamestown, North Dakota. All over the country, folks giving to American Family Radio, and we thank each one of you.
Now, we don't have a station in Alaska.
No.
So that points to the fact that more and more people are using the app.
Right.
That's right.
To listen to us on a daily basis. So we may not have a stick, as they call it,
yeah.
a transmission site
yeah.
in your town, but you can get us anywhere you go. You know, Ray Pritchard just joins us here on TI many times, and he was in the Ukraine recently, and he was able to listen to us. So
yeah.
I think it was late afternoon or night there, but he was listening to us in the Ukraine. He said it came in loud and clear. Mm-hmm. So you can take us with us with you anywhere.
And you just go to the App Store and you just search for American Family Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad Tim always tells the story. I won't go into. I don't know. I'll remember all the details. But it was a lady who lived her whole life, was married. I think lived in Arkansas, but she was from New York, maybe the Bronx or something like that.
Yep.
And so after her husband died, after many years of marriage, she moved back there to be near some other family. And she was heartbroken because she was a constant listener to American Family Radio in Arkansas. What am I going to do? And her grandson told her about the app and got it on her iPad, and now she's able to listen. So you go to the App Store, and you can get it on your smart device, your phone, your tablet, what have you. You can even listen to it online on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So we do get more and more of these where, you know, Alaska, I'm going, well, I'm pretty sure we don't have a station there. But all right, Fred, what else we got news-wise?
Mike Pompeo, who right now is being considered to be President Trump's next Secretary of State, we found out this morning that he made a recent side trip to North Korea. He went over there to prepare the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, for a meeting that's coming up in May. Now, this is absolutely historic, folks. If you've followed the relationship of North Korea with the rest of the world over the years, to have an American of that high level meeting with in North Korea with the leader. Think of all that's gone on, the back and forth over the last several months between President Trump and the North Korean leader, and President Trump taking a very strong stand against a nuclear buildup there in North Korea. But, you know, then we had the announcement coming out of North Korea. Well, wait a minute now. I think we'd like to sit down and kind of ease up on all of this tension. So President Trump's, I think, tough stand worked. But Mike Pompeo, unbeknownst to pretty well all of us, was in North Korea to kind of set things up. Apparently that meeting went really, really well. So we can be thankful for that. But think about that. So he goes and he has a really good meeting with the Kim Jong-un. But last week, Mike Pompeo went before a Senate hearing, confirmation hearing. And you may remember how he was treated by one Democrat senator, Cory Booker from New Jersey, who challenged Mike Pompeo on his Christian beliefs about marriage. Let's have a listen to that.
Is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view. It's the same view.
And so people in the State Department, I met some in Africa, that are married under your leadership, you do not believe that that should be allowed?
Senator, I believe it's the case we have married gay couples at the CIA, you should know. I treated them with the exact same set of rights.
Do you believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator,
sex is a perversion? Because it's what you said here,
Senator,
in one of your speeches. Yes or no? Do you believe gay sex is a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
And here's the scary part. We've talked about this before. All of a sudden, Mike Pompeo's Christian beliefs are being used as a litmus test by Senator Cory Booker as to whether he qualifies to be the Secretary of State.
Yeah, there are Democratic senators who believe it disqualifies him.
Yes.
Well, that's the story this morning. Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen and also Senator Tim Kaine. Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia, does that name ring a bell at
yes.
all? I think he partnered up with Hillary Clinton,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm. To run for vice president.
Both. Listen to this. Shaheen is being quoted here in the Associated Press. I continue to have deep concerns regarding Mr. Pompeo's past statements and policy views particularly in regards to the LGBTQ community, American Muslims, and women's reproductive rights. She says in a statement that basically she feels that those values are just not American values. So wait a minute. Believing that marriage should only be between a man and a woman, all of a sudden that doesn't reflect the vast majority of Americans in this country, at least according to Senator Shaheen. And we've reached that point, folks, and this is why American Family Radio is here, to alert you to this.
Right.
That all of a sudden your traditional religious beliefs that have been around for a long, long time, several thousand years, that all of a sudden that's going to disqualify you for a government job. And I was saying, you know, with on with Sandy Rios this morning, you know, one of these senators saying, particularly his Secretary of State, because the Secretary of State reflects American values as they travel around the world. Well, guess what I would say to Senator Shaheen? If Mike Pompeo goes to Africa, there are many in the African continent would agree with his Christian values.
Right.
So don't try to say that what these Democrat senators are saying important American values. That's not the case at all. No, what Mike Pompeo is saying is my Christian beliefs, I am not going to forsake them for this job. And that goes to what we encourage people to do. No matter how difficult it gets out there, standing by your Christian values, displaying your faith and why you believe those things is what we're all about, is what we do here on a daily basis. So pray for Mike Pompeo as he goes through these. He stood strong there in that heat. But also remember, there is that element that is growing out there that wants to, and we've talked about the stories of the Kleins and the bakers, the florists, that are being challenged because of their Christian beliefs right now.
Right.
This is part of the spiritual warfare, all of this. You know, one of our listener comments yesterday, one of the reasons he listens to American Family Radio, he's a Sunday school teacher. And he loves to take these stories to his Sunday school class that he hears on American Family Radio, and he uses it as a point of discussion about what's going on in our world today.
Yeah, and Walker had talked about earlier that what do we do here? What's our mission? Hmm. Inform, equip, and activate. So, folks, this is exactly why we believe. This is why I've spent the last 22 years of my life here working full-time for American Family Association and American Family Radio. Here at American Family Radio, today's issues, we just told you about the Secretary of State nominee, Mike Pompeo. We tell you about that. We tell you if you go to American Family Association's website, afa.net, you can sign up for an action alert and send an email to your senators asking them to vote for Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo. So we not only inform you, we not only, in a sense, curse the darkness, we light a candle.
Yes.
We give you an opportunity to contact, to speak up. And we like to think of ourselves as giving a voice to Christian America. Mm-hmm. You see these things, you hear these things, you get frustrated. We help you get out there and say something and speak up. It is our Spring Share-a-thon, In God We Trust, is the theme. Let me give you the number, and we're going to have another listener testimony here in just a moment. 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you want to give to our Spring Share-a-thon. It's just today and tomorrow. That's it until the fall. 877-616-2396. You can go to afr.net. But if you want to call and talk to some of our fine volunteers here in Share-a-thon Central, here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. We encourage you to give. Our challenge today here during the Share-a-thon, during today's issues part of our Spring Share-a-thon, is we are looking for 500 pledges in 2 hours and 100 monthly donors mixed in with those 500 pledges. That's what we're hoping to do the remainder of this hour and next hour. 500 pledges here during today's issues. 877-616-2396. Let's hear a listener testimony.
My name is Vicki, and I live in Jackson, Mississippi. American Family Radio means everything to me. I can't imagine not having it. I listen to several of your programs. I listen to Brian Fisher, and I really enjoy and learn a lot from Alex and Bert on Exploring the Word. They have a very special combination of knowledge, insight, compassion, devotion to God and His Word. And it's been a gift to me this year to listen to them. I lost my husband this last year, and I have suffered such grief. But by accident one day while waiting to pick up my grandson at school, I listened to them, and I've been a listener ever since to them. My grandson, who is 11 years old, listens to them in the car going home from school, and you would be amazed at the questions he asks, and he's learned so much. And I appreciate your whole program, and I thank you.
What a great testimony, and it's sad to lose someone like a spouse, and I am honored that American Family Radio was able to play a part in helping her and pointing her towards Jesus, because this is not just about politics or culture for us. It is about lifting up the name of Jesus. The number to call if you'd like to give to our Spring Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Come on, Today's Issues listeners, I know you got it in you. 500 pledges in 2 hours. We're hoping to maybe hit that mark. I don't think anybody has ever done that. So, Fred, we got something maybe a little bit lighthearted here to close out this hour.
All right. Every now and then on Today's Issues, we do what's called a snowflake story.
Yes.
Okay. I have a story from the National Review here about what the writer refers to as the Knights of Social Justice. Okay. The K-N-I-G-H-T-S. The Knights of Social Justice. Well, recently we had an incident of the Knights of Social Justice at New York University. All right. So the students decide to have a protest, a sit-in, an occupation of a building there. And they wanted the administration to divest from fossil fuels and other allegations of unfair labor practices. I think if I would have been there, I said, okay, you want us to divest in fossil fuels. How many of you drove a car here today?
Yeah.
And how to get there? Was it wind power?
What, yeah, solar-powered car.
Here's what's funny about this story. The new, you know, we hear so many stories about the administration backs down. Okay, whatever you guys want,
right,
whatever will make you happy. This did not happen with those administrators. Guess what they did? They got on the phone and started calling the parents of the students
that were occupying this building.
Is this Mr. and Mrs. Smith? You know, your little Janie? Here's what's going to happen if Janie doesn't get out of this building. Ringing up the students' parents was all it took. The phone calls advised parents that students who interfered with campus functions could be suspended, and those suspensions can carry penalties of revoked financial aid or housing. Well, apparently after the phone calls to the parents, because all the kids have cell phones now, I guess their cell phones started to ring. And mom and dad said, time to go to the dorms, time to get out of there. The protest broke up very quickly. So kudos to the administrators, and I'm surprised they do that at New York University, but call mom and dad and say, Janie and Jimmy are going to be out of here, and we're going to revoke their financial aid if they don't stop this nonsense and interfering with the school.
I think that's an awesome story. Awesome story.
I think some other universities could learn from that.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. Call the parents of these kids who got too much time on their hands, and let them know that their occupying of the building is not appreciated. All right. We got Jim Stanley in here.
Hey, just real quick, guys. I had a real special story a moment ago. Had someone call in, and they were making a pledge, and it was two girls that are homeschooled. You know, yesterday I shared the story about some homeschoolers getting their piggy banks and literally sharing their money. So we had a 15-year-old and 10-year-old, and we have permission to say their names. It's Gracie and Katie from Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so they shared their money that they've saved up.
Wow.
And one of the young girls is also autistic.
Oh.
And so they love AFR.
Katie and Gracie?
Katie and Gracie. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Katie and Gracie, for calling in and for giving to our Spring Share-a-thon. Folks, if you want to join them, 877-616-2396 is the number to call. It is Spring Share-a-thon. We'll take a 5-minute break for news and be right back.